For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick. You're listening to special morning edition coverage of the resignation of Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon. Many called for her to step down after MSU's response to reports former campus physician Larry Nassar sexually abused dozens of girls and women in his care. Yesterday, Nassar was sentenced 40 to 175 years in prison for that abuse. Joining us now to give his opinion on this developing story is Lorenzo Santavica, student body president at MSU, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Reginald, for having me.
First, your reaction to this developing story that President Simon has resigned.
I think it's shocking in the sense that students are, I think students are surprised at it after all this buildup. I think that it took a lot of legislators. It took a lot of student voice. I know faculty were talking about it. And a lot of folks from the public were saying something needed to change at Michigan State. And it was really a matter, I think, for a lot of folks of when was something going to be said or something was going to be heard. And so I think for a lot of students, particularly undergraduate students here, we're trying to figure out where we go from here. This is going to be a big change for the institution, and we have to be critical partners with the board, the administration, the faculty going forward. I also want to say that, you know, amidst all of the challenges that we're facing right now at the institution around the president and the administration, you know, on behalf of the undergraduate students, I would be remiss to say to say thank you to the president. I think our institution has grown immensely in the sense that we are a global institution. We are a leader in the work that we do academically and with our research. And under her leadership and the many capacities that she's had, she's brought a lot of goodwill to this institution. And it's just a shame that so much has compounded over these last few months and really over the last few weeks to kind of put some of that aside. And so just don't want to lose sight of all the work that she has done to make sure that this institution is where it is at today.
Should the changes at the top go even further, looking at the athletic director? I mean, there's plenty of people that are speculating or at least questioning whether there should also be some other changes. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I don't want to make necessarily too many comments about who might need to go or anything like that. But I do want to recognize that we have the NCAA that had put a letter of inquiry into the institution yesterday. We had the attorney general that was sent a letter by the institution about a week ago from the board to say that we want you to investigate the institution and find out what happened. And we're also going to have the civil litigation where MSU has to testify and say what it knew and what it didn't know. And I think for us as students, we're going to be watching, you know, who knew what when. We want the answers and making sure that when we say that we need a safe and secure campus going forward, that means making sure that the folks that are employed by this institution are 110% committed to doing that in any form or capacity that they have and the roles that they play. And if they're not allowed or if they're not committed to doing that, then they should not be allowed to be employed at this institution. And so no matter who you are at this institution, I think students are saying time's up. In the undergraduate student government, that's what I've been hearing. Students are saying that we need to make sure that this campus going forward is as safe and secure as the people that make it that way. And we need to ensure that going forward, we are holding everybody accountable.
Did you get a chance to listen to any of the testimonies in court during the last days of the Nassar sentencing? And what was that like knowing that some of those experiences happened on this campus?
Yeah, you know, admittedly, it was tough. I sincerely thank and applaud the survivors for coming forward, because without them, I don't think we would be in the situation today to say that Michigan State has had so many shortcomings around sexual assault on our campus. The stories that I've heard from Kyle to Rachel at the end, you know, there has been incredible testimony there. And it hurts. It hurts to know that our institution has protected this. And it hurts to know that we're at a position right now where we're in crisis mode to figure out where we go up from here. We have to hold ourselves accountable. We have to hold ourselves to a higher standard, from students to faculty to staff to administration, everybody included. Michigan State right now, all eyes are on it. Where we go from here is just where we're going to set the bar. And I think when we keep seeing this conversation of this isn't Penn State, you know, quite frankly, in my opinion, I think we're worse than Penn State right now. We have some incredible eyes watching us right now, and we have to ensure that we're talking with the survivors going forward to make sure that whoever was involved with this, again, we're bringing them into light and asking the hard questions. And we're also asking them if they have advice or ways in which they could say, you know, Michigan State, here's how you can do this. We need to be able to listen to that empathetically, genuinely, and say that we need to make change on this campus.
What has it been like being on this campus since, you know, just knowing that having this dark cloud hanging over it?
Yeah.
Over the last few months.
It's been hard. You know, students recognize that other students at this institution have been affected by this directly or indirectly. You know, it's hard to know that as the undergraduate student body president, I represent survivors of the horrible mess of the you know, just not enough words to say what Larry Nassar did. And that hurts. It strikes a personal tone for me, but in a more, even more personal tone as a student before student leader, it hurts to see that my institution right now is in such a negative light like this. I didn't think that I would be looking at the end of my senior year as a student here, not only trying to help the institution go forward and finding an interim president and starting the process for a new president amidst a sexual abuse scandal like this. But I also didn't think that we would have such an opportunity to shape a better culture for us going forward. And that's really where I think we need to start having this conversation, is how together are we going to shape a better culture for Michigan State University? And that takes an all hands on deck approach. No matter where you sit at this institution, no matter who you are, we have to be able to stand up, get ready, and take this head on. Because the longer we wait, the longer it takes for Michigan State University to improve. And I firmly believe that together we can make it happen. Together we can make tomorrow a better day in Spartansville. I know that for a fact, and that's bringing some better light to Spartansville.
Going forward, is there any particular leader that you see could help MSU in the interim? I know Governors Engler and Blanchard have been mentioned as possible people. Is there any leader that you'd like to see?
I don't think I have a specific name in mind or anything like that. I personally don't know who the quote-unquote short list of the interim people that are being tossed around. But I do think that going forward, we need a person in this position that is going to be an empathetic, genuine listener. We need an advocate for the students. And we need someone to admit that we've done wrong here. We need someone to say, I'm sorry, and mean it. I think for a lot of hard times, this institution has faced challenges where we have a hard time saying that we've messed up. We look inward. We say that it's not really the issue, no matter what it is on this campus. But particularly when we talk about sexual assault and how we foster a safe and secure atmosphere going forward, we need to be talking about the proper way to address these issues. And I believe that the next person will be able to do that. And I would hope that the board would be looking for someone to do that. And I have trust that they will.
You've been listening to MSU Student Body President Lorenzo Santavica. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Reginald.
For WKER News, I'm Reginald Hardwick.